You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, June 16th, week 207 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Yeah, let's get some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Mike Birbiglia, My Girlfriend's Boyfriend. It's a stand-up special. He talks about one of his relationships where he was dating a girl, but she was already in a relationship, and sometimes they would hang out, three of them together, and that would be very awkward.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What?
It's very strange. So, yeah, it's pretty funny. And I listened to that one a lot because his most recent stand-up special isn't on like Apple Music. There's like no audio release of it. So I listen to this one a lot.
Is that the most recent before?
Yeah.
That one.
So yeah, it's very enjoyable for me.
Cool. I'm going to go with Classic Fantasia. Animated classic.
With the great Sorcerer's music. Apprentice.
Sorcerer's Apprentice, that's my favorite. Little sketch, I guess you call it a sketch in there.
Like
I
don't short,
know. Short in that movie. You got Mickey doing some apprenticing.
This is the one without the broomsticks. Steve Martin, because Steve Martin was in Fantasia 2000.
Yeah, but yeah, it's classic. It's great music. It's very very good watch.
Yeah, fun for
yeah you
the
got
whole family.
You got to watch it if you haven't seen it. It's kind of one of those movies you have to see.
Yeah. On Netflix today, Aquarius Season 2, Counterpunch, El Chapo Season 1, The Ranch Part 3, World of Winx Season 2, Tomorrow, Grey's Anatomy Season 13, Scandal Season 6, and The Stanford Prison Experiment, and on Sunday, Shooter Season 1. So, let's talk about everything else, Mike.
This week,
yeah, this is probably the busiest week I've had. I'm so happy my coworker comes back.
Oh yeah, because all the extra work you got,
yeah,
the extra accounts and all that. Yeah, Mike, I was kind of slower at work this week a little bit than I had been because I've been really busy. I don't know, but not much this week. Yeah. Jim Comey testimonies.
Did you watch the one before that? The Coates and McCabe and Rosenstein.
I didn't
and the
see
other
the
dude.
Ones before that, no.
That was pretty stupid. Like, I do not want to speak about any conversation I had with the president and stuff like that. That's all they said. They kept saying it.
Yeah. But didn't even Comey, he was like, we got to do that in closed session
or
whatever.
Because of the ongoing investigation.
Yeah. So that'd be the real thing you'd want to see. Like, give me some... closed session.
Yeah, give me some of that closed session talk.
What's going on in there?
That good stuff. yeah, I built that Lego set for my nephew.
So my theory is the Yoshi in that Lego set took a mushroom. That's why he's like even
That's why he's
bigger.
Gigantic and Mario's very small.
Yes, because Mario's not even like the baby Mario or like the small Mario.
It's like the old school pixelated Mario.
Yeah.
And the Yoshi is like, in my opinion, hyper realistic.
Yeah.
Like, for something to be made out of Legos.
Mm-hmm.
Not Legos, whatever, the knockoff. The
knockoff
Chinese
Lego.
Micro blocks.
So are they allowed to, like, license Nintendo characters?
No,
like
legally.
Like, does it say Mario on it, or is it, like,
it didn't,
plumber
you know how it came?
And dinosaur?
It came in a box, and the box, like, it was shipped in a box, like a shipping box.
Mm-hmm.
Four bags of... these micro nano Legos and two pages of instructions.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Hmm. Yeah. So no like labels and stuff.
No labels.
On.
Didn't say.
And it was.
I think on the eBay listing
it
said
was
Yoshi.
I mean, I know it took a long time, but it was fairly straightforward though to put together. Or was it like
kind of?
Like the instructions were helpful though, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like a crazy.
I had a bunch of pieces left over. And I was like, if I knew I had this many left over, I would have made like a solid Yoshi instead of like a hollow Yoshi.
Because
I'm pretty sure I have enough pieces to make solid Yoshi. Yeah. Now. Or at least like a more reinforced. Because it shows you like the layers and then like the top layer. Like, so it shows you like three layers at a time.
Yeah.
And like where to attach and everything. That's all. That's nothing too complicated.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I did pretty much this whole week. And then I got invited to this thing called Google Drive File Stream, which is pretty cool. It mounts a Google Drive account on your computer as a hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
and then you can use it as like a Okay, so it's kind of crazy because it uploads it as an exabyte, 1 exabyte drive,
mm-hmm.
which is 1,000 petabytes, which is 1,000 terabytes.
Mm-hmm.
So on my computer right now, there's an exabyte of free space. It says
that's insane,
which is crazy. But you can like pretty much fast access any file. Like it's really quick. It's weird how it works. So I got invited to that, and I'm trying that out right now, and it's interesting. But yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
you just had to know somebody to do it, or
no? There's like a form online.
Got it.
Filled out my information. Sent me an invite. Yeah, that work has been crazy busy. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a wedding. Yeah. I went to one of our friend's sister's weddings,
mm-hmm.
and that was fun because like I know a lot of their. I know a lot of her family, like extended family. So they're all like, hey, Drew, how was your trip to Denver and stuff like that? And I was like, wow. Like, I think it's because I don't have that with my family. Like, well, especially because our friend is like posts a lot on social media and I don't do that much. So like, they're like, oh yeah, like I saw you go to, even if it was a family member I didn't know, they're like, oh yeah, you go to Disneyland a lot, right? And I'm like, yeah. I do.
It's like accusatory. How do you know that?
So like they know me more than I know them.
Yeah.
But then like I've pieced together like the whole family tree in my mind. But then like
may not be real, but pieced together.
Yeah, one cousin I was talking to yesterday, he's like, oh, like so the groom must be pretty cool. And I'm like, yeah, he's cool. I've hung out with him like a few times. And he's like, well, yeah, he's cool enough if the bridesmaids were allowed to invite their friends to the wedding. And I was like, I don't think you understand how like ingrained I am in this family.
Yeah.
Like I'm a pretty big deal here.
Yeah, you like know all of them.
I was like, I know. Like I was like, I went to like our friend's cousin's graduation,
mm-hmm.
high school and college graduation.
Yeah,
stuff like that. So I was like, I'm a pretty big deal. So yeah, that was fun.
What time was that at? What's that?
Was that 3, but it was in San Marcos.
Yeah.
And then it ended at like 10 officially, but then one of our friends had car trouble.
Mm.
So then they had to get their car towed back to Mission
Viejo. Oh, really? Really?
Man. Yeah. And then we drove up the other one. Like there's two of them that drove together.
Yeah.
At like 10 o'clock at night. I was like, damn, that sucks.
That's like the worst time for, like, you don't want to deal with that at that time of night.
So then, yeah, it's fun though.
Cool.
Yeah. It's like weird. Like, because lately I feel like I've been going to all these weddings where I'm a much bigger part than I thought I would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I went to a wedding like a few years ago, like my own cousin's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even have like a reserved seat. And I was like, what the hell, man? Like, I deserve a reserved
seat.
Yeah,
you're getting all these other weddings that you were kind of like not going to be that involved in.
Yeah.
And then, just weird how it works out.
It is weird how it works out. You see where your allegiances you see where, lie.
How we're on the pecking order you are.
Yeah. It's like one of my good friend's sisters is. I'm cherished at that wedding by multiple family members.
Mm-hmm.
And my own cousin's wedding. I'm not even invited to family photos, so.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
And they all. Mad about your beard.
Yeah, and they're all like, why is there this Muslim guy here? And they're like, oh, that's your cousin. I'm like, oh. So.
Oh, man.
That's how it goes. Anyways, yeah, the wedding was really fun. And then,
cool.
Yeah, took it easy. I ate, are you familiar with fire noodles?
No.
They're these instant, oh yeah, you wouldn't be familiar.
I mean, I could be, you don't know. Very unlikely.
They're popular on YouTube.
Okay.
For people trying to,
are they good?
Eat them. Yeah, they're pretty delicious. So it's like,
are they hot?
They're very.
I assume.
So they have these black.
Think I could eat them.
You can't. No.
Yeah, I could eat them.
So then they have these ones which are black, and now they released a few months ago or this month. I recently bought them. The double fire noodles.
Do people like go crazy online because it's hot, or?
No, I've never watched it. People try the fire noodle challenge.
Oh, there's a challenge involved as well. see a white guy trying and that's can't do it.
Yeah, but these are the standard fire noodles. Today I ate the 2X fire noodles. And my face is still on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's...
Is it really two times the hotness?
Yeah.
That's crazy. See, I can't even attempt this. This video scared me away already. It's a weird quirk. Does that work if you eat a lot of spicy food when you're a kid?
I think it's if you eat a lot of spicy food in general.
I guess that's true. Yeah, if you eat spicy food every day.
See, the problem with these noodles are they're very oily, and the oil coats your lips like this guy's.
Yeah.
And then your lips just start burning.
I guess that makes sense. That'd be horrible if that actually happened to you.
Yeah.
I hate the hiccups.
She's just going to town like it's normal.
So the challenge is just eating it?
As fast as you can.
Oh.
Must be Russian.
Mm.
But yeah, the fire noodles. So I tried the double spicy ones and they're very spicy.
Crazy.
My stomach is hurting.
You regret it or still worth it?
No, it's pretty good. But I bought 5 of them. That's what I regret.
Oh, 5 of them.
Because on Amazon, you have to buy them in packs of 5.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you happen to get... You had them at the wedding or this is unrelated?
Oh, this is I had them today.
Got it. Okay. I thought this was related to the wedding.
It was weird
still.
At the wedding. Okay. So it was a Vietnamese. What I was told was, I assumed it was Vietnamese. My friend's Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed it was going to be a Vietnamese wedding.
It's racist.
Apparently. In the morning, they have this thing called the tea ceremony, which I did not attend. That's the actual, that's a Vietnamese wedding. It's where all the elders get together, drink tea together.
Got
it. And that's the wedding, pretty much.
Ah. So they had like 2 things for like...
Then they had later one, which was in San Marcos, California,
mm-hmm.
which is near San Diego. And that was the whitest wedding I've ever been to. And I've been to white people's weddings.
So they did have a Vietnamese wedding, but you weren't there.
But I was...
You weren't invited and most people weren't invited.
If you closed your... So like, I've been to a bunch of Indian weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a Filipino wedding. And I've been to some white people weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they play whatever culture is there. They play like some of their music
mm-hmm.
and some like top 40 hits. That's pretty standard, would you say?
I guess so,
probably
yeah.
Only I mean, to like white people weddings.
I've only been to 2 weddings ever.
Okay.
So at this wedding. I'm not a wedding expert.
At this wedding, the only Vietnamese I was spoken was by his father.
Wait, what was the breakdown of the people? Well, I assume it's a lot of family.
99% so. Vietnamese.
Okay.
There was a few white people there, and then like there was 2 Indian people there besides me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You weren't the only Indian person there.
I know, I was confused, because like the guy kept making eye contact with me, and I was like, I'm not going to talk to this guy. I don't know who he is.
You got to do the get out thing, man. Be like, what's up, man?
I'm good.
Do a weird handshake, and then he's like, oh, I'm actually like a white person in an Indian body.
The way I feel is at that wedding, I was Vietnamese.
Okay.
What's
this guy doing here?
That's what I'm doing. I'm like, how does this person know like these people? So, yeah, it was like, it was interesting for that. But then there was like, yeah, there's no Vietnamese. Like the ceremony, they call it a wine box ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when there's like a wine bottle in a box and they write a letter mm-hmm. about what they love about the other person. And they mm-hmm. put it in that box. And then if any time they have like a rough patch in their wedding, they open that, they drink the wine together.
Oh.
And they go separately and read the letters they wrote to each other.
Interesting.
Or you do it at your 5-year anniversary.
Interesting.
But I was like, that's not Vietnamese. Like,
that can't be.
You know what I mean? Like it was very like Western. Mm-hmm. And all the music that was played that night, there's no Vietnamese song.
Hmm.
And I was so confused.
Interesting.
There's only one speech I didn't understand, and it was just the dad. Like, there's someone at our table who was translating who was like, yeah, like, thank you for coming. Enjoy the food. And all the food, it was prime rib and Korean barbecue.
Oh.
And I had ravioli.
Sounds delicious.
And there was not even any Vietnamese alcohol. It was all like whiskey and scotch. And
there you go. It was just a Western wedding.
Huh. It was a very Western wedding.
Interesting.
I guess her dresses, because she wore like five dresses throughout the night, were some of them were like traditional Vietnamese dresses.
So it's mixed in there.
It was mixed in there a little bit.
Stuff you didn't see.
Yeah.
I guess.
So it was a good time. Cool. Drank a decent amount.
Open bar?
Open bar, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Shut down the bar, man.
What time does the bar close? Like when it's over?
Oh, no, they ran out of alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Smart. Literally shut smart. Down they the got bar. A finite amount. That's yeah. Smart.
Well, the party closed at 10, which I thought was very early.
Yeah.
Especially because we were in the middle of nowhere.
True.
It was like a really rustic wedding.
Find your way back.
And they're like, we close at 10. I was like, what?
Yeah.
But then that was perfect because like I had to drive home. Like
exactly. You would have just kept going and been
well,
like...
Well, I stopped drinking earlier. Like, I yeah, stopped
but
drinking.
Like if it was later,
yeah,
it'd be more annoying.
I'd be like, oh, I'll just stay until 1.
Yeah. You'd just be there all night.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I'd have to... now I can stop at 10 instead of stopping whenever.
Yeah. So it was a good time, though. It's just cool. So weird. And like you see... Like I was talking to this one dude yesterday and he's married. He was like... He was in his... He was 30 or something, but his wife was 28, like same year as our friend's sister.
Yeah.
Isn't that young? But then he was telling me about his wedding, and his wedding sounded so much fun. He rented out a camp.
How long have they been married?
I think like just 1 or 2 years.
Okay.
And so they rented a campsite in Big Bear.
Uh-huh.
A whole campsite.
Yeah.
And then, which apparently isn't that expensive to do for like one night.
Oh, it's not? Really?
And then they had the ceremony, and it was 120 people in the whole wedding. And they just bought a bunch. He's like, I think he spent, I forgot how much he said, like $1,500 on alcohol or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he just told everyone else, like, bring food and bring sleeping bag.
Oh, really?
And it had cabins on the campsite. So everyone spent the night. Yeah, it was like low key, but it's like very intimate and like fun.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that sounds awesome.
So he's like, and we got up there like around noon. The wedding was at 1.
Was this like summertime?
Or yeah,
was this
like, it was during the summer. Okay. So it's like, he's like.
So like you don't have to worry about all the snow
yeah,
he's like,
and
stuff.
They got to go as late as they wanted to because there was no one around.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
oh, yeah, it was more empty too.
Yeah. Then everyone had like a place to stay. Because it was a bunch of cabins that had bunk beds in them.
Yeah.
And then
that's really convenient for everyone else, too.
And it was super cheap.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm sure the wedding that I went to yesterday was very expensive.
Yeah.
So, I was like, that's a fun idea. Like, that seems like if I were to have, like, a wedding, like, that's the wedding I want.
Yeah.
Like, low-key. And he's like, there's, like, no... He's like, there's no adults, is what he said. Meaning, like... No, like older people.
It's oh, all, really?
Like, him and his friends, pretty much. Huh. Like all their friends.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah. Cool. So, and he got that's it cool. Catered from like some Hawaiian barbecue restaurant down here.
Oh.
And they took the food up that morning.
Oh, really? They'll so, do that?
Yeah.
They'll come from down? And...
No, like they took the food
oh,
up.
Oh, they did
like,
that themselves.
Him and his
okay.
friends.
I was like,
so he like.
They're going to yeah. bring it up themselves.
He's like, we pretty much crowdsourced the whole wedding between like all of our friends.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, a very creative way to do it.
Yeah. So that's some. That was
because you went to a wedding in Big Bear, right? Or where? Where
was
the mountains?
I think it was technically
right?
in Lake Arrowhead.
Okay.
But yeah, it was in the mountains, and that was really cool.
Yeah.
Because that was like on this, but that was like I think it's meant for weddings.
Yeah, it's
and like
actually
corporate
actual
retreats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a similar thing where they had a bunch of cabins.
Uh-huh.
But this one, he made it sound like it was like. Big campsite.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is pretty cheap to rent out the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the next day, like a summer camp was coming in, so they had to be
oh,
out
really?
By 10 a.m. And one of his friends peed in the middle of a cabin because
no.
I guess that's what happens when they black out. And he said, like, I think
it's a recurring thing.
Yeah. He's like, 80% of the people blacked out that night. So I'm like, oh, that sounds like fun, though. Like, that's what I want at my wedding.
Yeah, that's like a huge, giant party.
It's a giant rager.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So, yeah.
No one got too crazy out of hand at the wedding.
No. They had security at the wedding.
Oh, really? Weird.
I was like, what is going on here?
Security?
Yeah, there's a guy wearing a little security badge.
Weird. Maybe the venue.
And they said, like, no shots. Yeah, the venues. Yeah. And it said, no shots. We got shots.
No shots? What?
That's weird. Like, a lot of weddings I've been to say no shots.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because people get too messed up?
Yeah, I think people get too sloppy.
Because, like, I assume you... Cheer! And, like,
shots. It was crazy. I saw some people getting real sloppy yesterday. Like,
there's like, always, yeah, like, somebody, if it's that amount of people.
Yeah.
There's going to be people getting out of it, I would think.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
So you think most people stayed, or was it a lot of out-of-towners, or like...
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, no, it wasn't convenient for anyone.
Mm, yeah.
Because, well, yeah, they both people work, who
lived around here had to go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they both work there. Her side of the family's from Orange County. His side of the family's from Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, quite a trek.
Yeah, everybody's far away.
Yeah. So they had a hotel that was like 5 minutes away that they rented out. And it was really, really cheap. It was $150 a night. So it's
okay, yeah,
not too bad. But me and my friend.
Yeah.
But then the awkward thing is like, because it was like me and Anna who went and like we drove together.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, how long have you guys been dating? Or are you guys married or what? And I'm like, oh, no. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then.
Just because we went in the same car to a wedding.
I was like, I guess. And then Mandy's cousins. Or like, my mom thinks that you guys are gonna get married one day, and Mandy's like, "What? Gross!" And I was like, "If you knew what me and Mandy's dynamic was like, you would know that would never happen in a million years."
That's funny.
So it was a fun time.
Cool. Sounds fun.
Yeah. I think that's all I did this week. I tried to compile or like put some game boxes in, like, expansions if they could fit in the box. I found the Betrayal expansion fits in the Betrayal box.
Oh. Smart of them. It's like they designed it that way or something.
Yeah. A lot of game developers don't do that.
That is weird.
Which annoys me.
You would think they'd, like, try to help you out and be, like, organized.
Or have some foresight. Especially because Betrayal released, like, a second edition.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense. But, like, some of these games, when they come out with the expansion, you'd think they'd have the foresight to be like, oh, let's include them both together.
Yeah.
A lot of places don't do that.
Yeah, they don't think about it.
Or they don't care.
Yeah, most likely like, they don't care.
But then I run into the problem where I'm like, what am I going to do with this box? So now that Betrayal expansion box holds all my other empty boxes of other expansions that fit into the box.
So it's a box of other boxes.
It's a box of boxes.
But there's nothing actually usable in those boxes.
No, they're all empty. Hmm. But yeah, that's about it.
Cool.
Thank you for listening. Come back next week for more audio pleasure. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.